Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren here, and I want to invite you to my new home, The Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. So what is The Big 615? Well, simply put, it's the official home of country music broadcasting live from Nashville to the world. Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn. Get the latest on country music, from your favorite artists to the hottest songs climbing up the charts. Oh, and it's commercial free. That means a whole lot more music and a whole lot more country. Hear it all on the Stormy Warren Show, weekdays from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn. And I look forward to having you join me on The Big 615.
This is your country station,
The Big 615.
Whether you're doing a dance to your favorite artist in the office parking lot, or being guided into Warrior One in the break room before your shift, whether you're running on your Peloton tread at your mom's house while she watches the baby, or counting your breaths on the subway,
inhaling and long exhaling,
Peloton is for all of us, wherever we are, whenever we need it. Download the free Peloton app today. Peloton app available through free tier or paid subscription starting at $12.99 per month.
I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB. Promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
I definitely miss Mike Malone. Really, he was a different type of star during the Nuggets' run to their first ever NBA championship. And other than Bruce Brown, that's the one free agent, right? Everybody else they have is essentially locked up. For the most part, their core is. So we should see the Denver Nuggets attempt to run that bleep back.
You put that in your pipe, you smoke it.
Of one head coach Mike Malone. I really hope he's gotten a nap by now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Always fun when we have some brand new production. And this time it comes from the mind of Mike Malone and producer Jay. So a joint effort there. And speaking of Jay, not that far off in the distant future. So we'll say the next few days, holiday weekend, he'll be working on our latest video that will be posted to our YouTube channel. It's another July 4th holiday edition of Ask Amy Anything.
We're getting another one.
This time last year, we were preparing to walk around a park in Lower Manhattan so that we could give you kind of the lay of the land outside and a different atmosphere. We can't do that this year because of the smoke. And it's not just in the New York City area. It's Chicago. It's the upper Midwest. It's other parts of the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic coast. So it definitely is a smoky July 4th weekend for a lot of people. And we're still thinking of those who are in Canada, eastern part of the country where a lot of the wildfires are still raging out of control. Otherwise, there would be no smoke here. But can't imagine what you all are dealing with. Please be safe with the air quality levels compromised in places like New York. Again, I can only imagine what it's like even closer to those wildfires. But we celebrate anyway because it's July 4th. It's some summertime. It's picnics. It's barbecues. It's golf for a lot of people. Maybe it's water sports, whether you're at the shore, a lake. Maybe you're traveling via car or you're flying. Now, that's going to be a little bit more challenging right now. But there are 51 million Americans who are on the move this holiday weekend, up 11% from a year ago. So many of us are out of our typical routines and will be visiting far and wide. Friends, family are just taking vacations, and it's kind of a good week to take a vacation because a lot of companies and businesses have the holidays on both Monday and Tuesday, or at the very least you get Tuesday off and you can take the Monday. So I'm excited to be here, actually, because NBA free agency begins in mere hours, and so we'll be in place. We've got no humongous plans except to keep up with sports this weekend, other than some kayaking. I think probably producer Jay will end up doing some kayaking as well. I'm going to do either kayaking or paddle boarding on Saturday and then be watching what happens in sports this weekend. That includes the NASCAR race on the streets of Chicago Sunday. Brand new event. They've been preparing it for more than 2 years. Really looking forward to watching that as well on Sunday afternoon. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook, also on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or you can find me on Twitter, A Law Radio. Earlier on Thursday morning, and I check this time of the year, I'm always checking my various flower beds and flower gardens because every day it seems like more flowers open up. So I was pleased to see not just my first two hydrangeas on Thursday morning, one purple, one blue, both on the same bush. And that same bush will also produce pink flowers. Now, I get it. It has to do with the pH levels in your soil. But what I don't get is how can one plant produce, it's one plant, it's one bush. It's all in the same soil. The trunk is in the same soil. How can it produce three different color flowers? But if you don't believe me, I've got two already posted on Twitter. And actually, I will retweet here just so you can see it. Yeah, it always dazzles me. The first year that I had the house, and this hydrangea bush was already there. But the first year that I had the house, it was all purple hydrangeas. All of them were purple. And then the next year, it was purple and blue and pink. And now this is summer number three in my house, and I've already got purple and blue. The blue one is just filling in the pink. These are just the first two flowers. The pink will come along shortly. Other flowers that opened up for the first time at Casa de Lawrence on Thursday, my very first orange tiger lily. I will have hundreds of them. I keep having to cut some of the plants out because they are being fruitful and multiply. They keep encroaching on my rose trellis, so I have to keep cutting them out because I can't keep them at bay. Anyway, there'll be hundreds of flowers. The very first orange one opened up on Thursday. It makes me real happy. So it definitely is some summertime at my property, and I'm excited about the flowers always. It makes the yard work worth it. I do not have a barbecue or a picnic planned, but maybe I will do some grilling. I could really use some burgers. That sounds delicious. Burgers on the grill sounds amazing. So maybe that'll be in my future this weekend. Want to hear from you, though, because a lot of you will have barbecues or host picnics or be on the move somewhere. What's the first thing you grab at a backyard barbecue or picnic? Maybe it's a work picnic, a church picnic, a lot of those going on this weekend as well. What's the first food or drink that you grab? So again, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. As I say, lots of people playing golf this weekend as well. And I started out my Thursday evening prep with the match. I was really geeked up to watch this. And that was before I knew that Draymond Green and Von Miller would be all up in the business of Steph and Clay and Travis and Pat. The only hole that Draymond and Von Miller were not standing on the tee box, making comments, in fact, as a running commentary, the only hole where they were not overwhelming presence was the first hole. They were driving souped up golf carts. All of them have custom made souped up golf carts, which are, by the way, now being auctioned off for charity. But yeah, on the first hole, it's relatively quiet. It's Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. It's Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. And by the time they get to the first green, Von Miller and Draymond Green have moved onto the green, and they're never out of the camera shot after that. All of them mic'd up. So instead of four guys, it was six guys. It was six athletes for the price of four. And it was so much fun. I really enjoyed. And then Charles Barkley and Ernie Johnson obviously were mic'd up as well. And what was happening is that the athletes could hear the commentators, right? So, and they probably had a knob that they could turn down, or somebody was running a board. And so not everything Ernie and Charles Barkley and Trevor Immelman had to say was picked up by the athletes. But when they wanted to communicate with the athletes, they did. So it was a lot of fun. Right away, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce grabbed a one-shot lead, then a two-shot lead, then a three-stroke lead. And so they were out and they were leading early. And what was happening as they get through the fourth, fifth, and sixth holes, and I know Steph Curry and Klay Thompson hit a couple putts late, but they really couldn't hit any putts early. What was happening is that Draymond Green, who had bet on his teammates, is on an open mic blaming Klay Thompson for being the weak link. He's blaming Klay for causing them to lose. And he keeps saying we, right? Because he's part of the Warriors, kind of. And he's betting on his guys. And so there's a lot of trash talking going on with Dre.
Stupid.
And with Von Miller. Some incredible trash talking with Von Miller, who obviously is chasing Patrick Mahomes when they're on the football field, but was on their side. And it was really cool to see these six guys not only jaw back and forth, but laugh. They were cutting up. They really enjoyed themselves. In fact, Travis Kelce called this his dream getaway, to be on a golf course that was like a botanical garden, he compared it to, and to just be out there driving around, having a good time. One of the other factors of the golf tournament, the match, is that the spectators were definitely in play. The number of times that I saw spectators get hit, including Klay Thompson, who dropped a guy, like dropped him cold. There was one moment, none of them could hit the fairway. Even Steph Curry, who's a scratch golfer, was having trouble hitting the fairway. Klay Thompson, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce couldn't hit the fairway most of the day. But on one particular drive where Travis was not on the fairway, but he was in the rough or in a bunker, he yells out, "I'm people free! I'm people free!" Because all the rest of them were hitting people. Mahomes and Thompson and Steph, they all had errant tee shots that hit people.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Oh my gosh. It was really funny. Now, Draymond Green, he has opted out of his contract. And Charles Barkley made sure to point that out on the broadcast.
Coming this way a good amount of things.
Hey, y'all keep, you want Chuck
this way, so you got it right, just like inside, right?
Dre, what you see right here? Inside, right.
Now he's going to go that way.
You know, Draymond talk a lot for a guy ain't got no job.
All day.
The eve of free agency.
He ain't got no job. He should be nice to me.
Right, you got to leave it there. Leave it off to the side.
Just maybe you can break some news for us after this putt goes down there, Dre.
Yeah, Dre, you going to Detroit on the red eye tonight, or are you going back to the Bay?
And Dre was laughing the whole time because they could hear Charles. And actually, Charles was relatively quiet. He dropped it back to an indoor voice. So he and Ernie they're talking a little bit about Draymond's future. And because Draymond didn't stop talking the entire time, he never stopped talking. He doesn't know golf etiquette, right? So he's talking in backswings. He's talking while guys are lining up their tee shots. He's talking up while they're putting. He's talking smack about Klay Thompson while he's standing over a putt. And finally, Klay backs off and says, "Yo, bro, Draymond, I can hear you." And Dre's like, "Oh, sorry, my bad."
Real classy.
Draymond Green knows nothing about golf etiquette and didn't care. And so he was yapping the entire time, regardless of who was standing over what golf ball and where. Steph Curry tried to teach him a little etiquette. I'm not sure it worked. They were on the green, and he was trying to instruct Dre about where you can and cannot stand and how you can stand when someone's putting.
The other thing, too, is you watch your shadow, so you don't want your shadow to be in his line, so you just draw a straight line.
Doesn't help when you're 7 foot tall.
It'll turn a little bit early, but not a lot late.
That's,
you don't want to get a technical foul out here. You know, messing out with people's shadows and not replacing your divots and stuff like that. That teaches man some etiquette.
Yeah, that was one of the first things that I recognized with Draymond Green and realized he didn't know anything about golf, which is fine. There's a lot of people that don't know about golf. I had to learn the rules when I started watching and then playing. He didn't understand what Steph was doing with the divot replacement tool. So he asked him, what are you doing that for? And Steph was on the mic explaining that when a ball bounces, it leaves a chunk or it leaves a divot, but you have to fix it because it won't grow back by itself. So that was kind of interesting. But then he goes on to explain a bunch of golf etiquette to Draymond as much as he can. But let's be honest, Dre didn't care. He was doing whatever it is that he wanted to do and saying whatever it is that he wanted to say. So he's cutting up. And I laughed out loud when Charles said, man, he talks a lot for a guy who has no job.
That teaches man some etiquette.
Another really funny moment with Steph Curry. The different golfers are in their own souped up golf cart. So it's not like they were riding together. And as Dre is kind of parading around and talking smack about how Clay's the weak link, they're doing a one-on-one. And by they, I mean Ernie and Trevor and Charles Barkley. They're doing a one-on-one with Steph as he's driving to the next hole. And Steph, they asked him about Draymond yapping away. And Steph says this. Now, each of the golf carts are equipped with a camera. So he looks right at the camera and he said, you guys ever want to know what it's like inside our locker room? This is a full-fledged experience. You are getting the whole thing full-fledged, meaning Draymond never lets up and he never stops yapping. It was really funny. So what about Dre? Now, we know he was placing a bet on the Warriors. Does that mean he's got a new contract coming?
I won the first hole longest drive,
thank,
NFL
thank
guys.
Thank God Von just got a new contract last year. He's going to pay me my money that I'm winning today. And hope to God I can get a new contract in a couple days.
So that was pre-match. So doesn't seem like he has any insight. He hopes to God he gets a new contract in a few days. I'm thinking that's probably a sure thing, though he does have to pay Vaughn because the Chiefs, Mahomes and Kelce, they were by far the better team. And they just kept raving about the way that they team up various events, not just on the football field. It was so funny when Patrick Mahomes hit this incredible putt, actually hit a chip that nearly went in, and then he sunk the putt for a birdie. It was one of the early holes. And Kelce kept repeating, thank God for Pat Mahomes. Thank God for Pat Mahomes. And then as Pat is laughing and kind of giggling about the whole thing, you hear Travis under his breath say, I tweeted it actually because it was so funny. Here's what he said. Do you know how many times I said thank God for Pat Mahomes? That's what he says under his breath. It was really cool. It was a lot of fun to see these guys out of their element. No idea what shorts Travis Kelce was wearing. And he had a top that matched. It looked like macrame to me. I swear it looked like some kind of a knit or macrame style.
What were those for his pockets? Shorts.
Yeah.
Just, on like the front that were sewn on but not. Like, could you actually store something in there? Those are wild.
Yeah, it was really cool. Klay Thompson, true to form, was so mad at himself because he wasn't playing well that it seemed like he couldn't loosen up and have fun initially because he was so ticked. You know, when he misses shots, it affects his mood. We know that, and it was definitely affecting his mood on the golf course. So it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed the match. This is the second one I've ever watched extensively, but I laughed a bunch too. Pat and Travis are hysterical, and when they trash talk, which I'm sure they do on the football field as well, when they trash talk, Pat repeats the same thing over and over again, and every time they do high fives, it's but their favorite phrase, they kept saying, soft hands, baby, soft hands, soft hands, soft hands. So they were a lot of fun. There was also a fender bender with the golf carts where somebody wasn't paying attention and ran into the back of Steph. So he flopped. He fell right out of his golf cart onto the pine straw. No, the pine straw? No, it's not called. Is it called pine straw? What's it called? No. It was the not the straw. It was the bark, whatever that. I forgot what they called it. Right onto the bark. It was more like mulch, I guess. Anyway, he falls out and rolls over like he's flopping, and then instructs that there needs to be a call made to an attorney so that he can get his compensation for that workers' comp. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy seeing these guys in the off season when they're relaxed and they're talking smack, and Von Miller is helping Patrick Mahomes read putts, right? And Draymond Green, he is always the life of the party, but since he knew nothing about golf, it was even funnier.
That was whack to me.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. And on the eve of free agency, I wonder how much talk there was about basketball. How much did Steph and Clay talk to Dre about what's to come? Or do they know each other now to the point where, hey, this is business. You take care of your business, I'll take care of my business. I just know that when Kevin Durant was choosing where he would go after Oklahoma City, Dre told us that he blew up his phone for weeks. I wonder if anybody else is blowing up his phone, or if Klay Thompson even wants him back, considering how hard Dre rides him. I can hear, bro, Dre, I can hear you.
People have feelings.
Exactly. It was funny. Steph's like, full-fledged. This is exactly what you get in our locker room. It's full-fledged.
I'm human, so when I don't make shots, it can affect my mood.
It did affect his mood. If you guys haven't seen it, it's actually being replayed on TNT right now, and I'm sure they will replay it over the weekend. Now, I would prefer Star Wars on TNT this weekend, but I wouldn't mind watching these guys go at each other again. It was kind of fun. So congratulations not only to the Chiefs, but also a lot of money raised for No Kid Hungry, which is the charity that benefits hundreds of thousands of dollars. Plus, they have an auction going on as well. And that really neat moment where Charles Barkley broke the news to Ernie Johnson that he's a sports broadcasting Hall of Famer, and Ernie was completely blindsided. So find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page too. Speaking of basketball, not only is free agency about to begin, but Bradley Beal just introduced in Phoenix, and Kristaps Porzingis, after 1 year in Washington, is now on his way back to the Northeast, or I guess more north and east, as he goes to Boston. So he's been New York, Dallas, Washington, now Boston. My goodness. Well-traveled. Plus, he's Latvian, which means he's going back and forth across the Atlantic Ocean and in parts of Europe. Thanks for hanging out with us. Our final show before the weekend arrives.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Quick bit of news for you on a Thursday morning. I just got a job at CBS.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We're going to have to play that again just so you can hear it without the music and know about I would call it a minor mistake made by one J.J. Watt as he's announcing his new broadcasting gig at what?
Quick bit of news for you on a Thursday morning. I just got a job at CVS.
CVS. You know that incredible broadcasting company called CVS? I'm sure he's working on that before he gets on the set. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You maybe heard this bit of news. JJ put it out there on Twitter. But yeah, he is about to make the transition to Talking Head.
A little pro tip out there for anybody starting a new job. Don't screw up the announcement. It's not a good way to start your first day on the job. Especially if that job is at a global network with millions and millions of viewers, hundreds of Emmys. You just want to start off on a better foot. I will be working at CBS this fall. Key was on the hat the whole time. I really should have known. But I am extremely excited to be joining JB, Coach, Boomer, Phil, and Nate. Talk a little NFL this fall, talk a little life, have a global platform to make fun of my brothers on. It really is a great opportunity. I'm very much looking forward to it. Very much looking forward to talking NFL with all you fans this fall and hopefully giving you some knowledge, giving you a little experience, and maybe some laughs along the way. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to join CBS. Let's have ourselves some fun.
J.J. Watt on his own Twitter revealing the fact that he will be joining Inside the NFL on CBS. And I love what he says about his brothers. Have a global platform to be able to make fun of his two brothers who remain in the NFL. I'll tell you what, a top story to start the NFL season, and maybe we don't even know the extent, the full extent of it yet, will be the number of players who've been suspended for violating the NFL's gambling rules. It keeps happening. And the NFL does these investigations. They do deep dives into the online activity. They even will find, I mean, they've got online sharks who are looking. We're talking the best that money can buy. The type of techies who can find and follow your trail, even if you think you've covered your tracks extensively. They've got watchdogs that are out there. And so they're able to find NFL players who are using friends or different phones. I can imagine these guys could probably also work for law enforcement or the FBI, CIA. The NFL can pay. We continue to hear about suspensions for NFL players who either didn't know the rules or didn't care. But the latest, and they've both been released, Isaiah Rodgers and Rashad Berry were with the Colts. Free agent Demetrius Taylor all suspended indefinitely for betting on NFL games last season. I don't understand how this is even a question. Now, this is not a matter of being ignorant of the rules. No athlete or coach, no employee of the NFL or official who works NFL games would ever be allowed to bet on the NFL. Again, that's not even a question. You may not know the rule about how you aren't supposed to be betting on team property or at team facilities, but there's no way in your right mind you can possibly think that it's okay to bet on your own sport. And if you did think that, why was Calvin Ridley suspended for a year or indefinitely initially? But it's at least a year. How is it that anybody out there who is part of the NFL doesn't now know that you cannot bet on football games? After Calvin Ridley was suspended, and he was the first, because he placed some minor bets on NFL games while he was away from the team. And I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying his was held up as this kind of precedent, this example of what not to do. I don't understand how other players think they're not going to get caught. And so now Rodgers and Berry and Taylor suspended indefinitely through at least the upcoming season because they bet on NFL action last year. Nicholas Petitfrere was also suspended a half dozen games because he bet on other sports, but he did it while he was at the Titans facility. And the watchdogs, the trackers who are following this activity and keeping tabs on NFL players, they actually were able to find over 100 bets placed by Isaiah Rodgers. And he tried to do it through a friend, including at least one wager on his own team. Again, you have to be hiding under a rock to not know, or just be stupid, or I guess not care. Maybe you have an addiction. Pete Rose should be the poster boy for any athlete who decides it's okay to bet on his own team. Friends of Rodgers who were in Florida got him to place a lot of the bets. And they were small bets, $25 to $50. Florida did not have legal sports gambling over the past football season. And so I guess theoretically he was doing it for friends. But he was the one placing the bet. And there was even a wager that was placed on the number of yards, rushing yards by a Colts running back. You cannot be part of that. You cannot bet on your own sport. Period. End of story. You cannot bet on your own sport. Again, some of the other rules might be more obscure. You cannot bet while you're at work. I mean, that to me doesn't seem like it's outrageous, but clearly there's guys out there who don't realize you can't actually place bets while you're at work. Rodgers acknowledged his choices and took full responsibility for his actions, but still, there's no excuse for it. He has to be gone for a year. A couple of these guys issued apologies. And said they screwed up. But it doesn't matter because this is one area where the league is going to take a hardline stance every time. This is not like domestic violence where the NFL was wishy-washy for years, sadly. No. Roger Goodell and the NFL, they take their gambling very seriously. And I get it. A lot of people think it's extremely hypocritical that the league itself can partner with gambling and betting organizations, but NFL players cannot. Except you don't have to like the rules. You don't even have to agree with them. You have to abide by them if you want to be in the NFL. It doesn't matter if the league's being hypocritical. That's none of your business. If it bothers you that much, then don't play in the NFL. And I know it sounds harsh, but I'm being serious. I don't like every rule my company has in place. But if I want to work here, I got to abide by them. An NFL player's career, an average NFL player's career doesn't even last 4 years. And we've seen, what now, five or six guys get suspended for an entire year at least. That's a lot of money. I sure hope those gambles and those bets were worth it. Chances are you'd make more in your career than you would with your gambling, for the most part, right? Because they're probably nervous about placing huge bets because those get flagged right away. So how about play football, make money playing football, and gamble when you're done? For the most part, these guys are fringe guys. I wouldn't say that none of them had great potential to be stars or have stick-to-itiveness. Isaiah Rodgers, only 25 years old, right? And he was going to be part of that Colts defense, a starter on that Colts D in the wake of Stephon Gilmore being out of there. But you have such a limited window as a pro athlete to make money. You may not think the punishment fits the crime, but the NFL has got to take a hard line stance here because if it doesn't, more guys will dabble. More guys will think, okay, you know what? I'll try it. Maybe it's worth it. Maybe I get away with it. Almost every single one of them has lost their jobs. Not all of them, but almost every single one of them. And a lot of the bets were chump change for pro athletes. I want to say that I'm disappointed for them and I'm sad for them, but really I'm just stunned by how stupid. There's no way. It's like Ja Morant going on a second Instagram live video and waving a gun again after he already served an 8-game suspension the first time. There's no way he thought it was a good idea. Just like there's no way if these guys thought it through, would they think it was smart or allowable or advisable or anything like that to place a bet on their own sport. Even if it's not for you, it's for a friend. It's just dumb. And if that's a possibility, don't have the apps on your phone. Have someone else who is monitoring your money, your phone, whatever. Have someone in place with the checks and balances. Because you're throwing an entire year of your career out the window. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, what's the first food item you grab at the backyard barbecue or a summer picnic? So we head into a holiday weekend. And as I mentioned, coming up, Bradley Beal, Kristaps Porzingis, two guys who've already changed teams and are getting introduced in new places, but were just over 12 hours away from the start of free agency now in the NBA.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
What's great about these three stars is they're all unselfish scorers. You know, they all can fill it up and be the prolific scorer that it just puts the nail in a coffin against teams. They're all closers. And they can all play off the basketball.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Frank Vogel, new head coach of the Phoenix Suns. This is not about Frank, but how is that a major upgrade from Monty Williams? I don't understand. I really don't. Maybe it will be. Maybe Frank, who does have a championship with the Lakers from 2020, will be a major upgrade, but it's weird. It seems as though most of the teams who fired veteran coaches, especially those that have championship experience, really didn't upgrade much. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. So Frank Vogel now has in the fold Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, and Bradley Beal, who could not be more thrilled to play for a team that has championship aspirations.
I'm super ecstatic that every single day I have a chance to play in a meaningful game. I think that's one of the biggest, you know, decisions that impacted me of coming here, of knowing that every single night I'm going to be in an important game. Every single night I may have a chance of being on television. Every single night, you know, teams are going to give us their best. You know, so I look forward to that challenge. And also being in a position to where we're kind of a targeted team, you know, so every single night I got to lace them up.
So he was a guy that was killing it in the 1920 season and then the 2021 seasons. He's dealt with some injuries, but now at 30 years old, believes he's ready to make an impact again. But going back to those 2 years, he was averaging better than 30 points per game. So 30 and a half in 19 and 20 season, and then 31.3 points per game the year after that, right? So that was the pandemic season that got started later, blah, blah, blah. No fans for a lot of that season. Either way, this is a guy who certainly can still light it up. So what is the challenge of putting him on a team with KD and Devin Booker is that they all have to have shots. DeAndre Ayton's certainly going to be the odd man out, but he can impact the game in other ways. These three guys all have to have shots. So how does it work?
They already told me from day one, we don't want you to come in and be anybody but yourself. We don't need you taking a back seat. Just be aggressive, be who you are. And Kay and Dev and DA are the same way. Like, they don't want anybody to come in and feel like you have to walk on eggshells. Like, we don't build, I don't look at the NBA like that. I don't look at it as, oh, it's my team. Oh, it's your team. Like, it's everybody. Like, we all got to compete. We all got to do this thing together and make it happen. But understand that, you know, this is Book Nation. Like, understand that this is his stomping grounds. This is his
Book
arena.
Nation.
And I'm excited for that. I'm excited to be able to play with two Hall of Famers, you know. Like, I've never done that, you know. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited what that brings. And they'll push me in ways I've never been pushed. You know, so I'm excited about that, and hopefully I can do the same.
Mm. I'm excited to see him in a place where he is part of meaningful games night after night because he's an incredible talent. And when was the last time, if you're outside of Washington specifically, that you watched a game with the Wizards that meant anything? Now, though, if you did, in fact, watch the Wizards last year, you know what the Suns are getting with Bradley Beal, and you also know what the Celtics are getting with Kristaps Porzingis. In 65 games last year, KP had his career-best scoring average, better than 23 points per game, 8.5 rebounds, also averages a block and a half per game. He, of course, has the size. He seems to be more healthy and durable now. And just like Beal, it's not so much about Washington. It's just that the Wizards haven't contended for quite a while. And he is psyched to be on a team that is playing for something.
It just made it super easy, and it made my complete like favorite option that was to come here to Boston. And that fire that I got from that idea just it's gonna gas me up for the rest of the summer and for my time being here.
The addition of Kristaps will help us, I think, on our post. It will help us against specific defenses that we may have had trouble with in the past and give us just a different look, which I think is important, continue to make these deep runs is to be a dynamic team.
Joe Mazzulla, head coach of the Boston Celtics. Remember, that's what Brad Stevens told us about making the trade for Kristaps and trading away Marcus Smart, which is painful for a lot of Celtics fans, but they were going to have to give up something to get KP coming off a career year. They want more length. They want more reach. Not that they were always out-rebounded, but they did not have an inside presence. They did not post up very often. And he is a rim protector just simply because of how long and how high he can reach and how much he impacts shots just by standing there. So he's not a load necessarily. We're not talking about a guy like a Giannis that is really difficult to move. But KP is big, and his long arm of the law will prevent other teams from attacking the rim the way that they could against the Celtics. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. It's interesting because KP started with the Knicks, then went to the Mavericks, ends up with Washington for a season. Now he's in Boston, but he believes the best is yet to come.
I think these are the best years for a basketball player. You're physically there and you're mentally really getting to a different level. And I believe I have some great, great high-level years ahead of me.
So we'll see how these two moves work out. Now, the James Harden part of this free agent equation is interesting too, right? So Philadelphia has made him available in trades. He opts into his contract. And maybe some of you thought, oh, okay, well, if he opts in, then that means he wants to stay in Philly. Not so fast. The whole idea behind opting in is so that when he's traded, the Sixers get something for him in return, right? They're not giving him up for nothing or losing him for nothing. So he could have opted out of his contract and then he would be a free agent. But A, what are the chances he gets the same salary next year? And B, what if he doesn't end up getting offers from teams where he wants to go, or the teams where he wants to go don't have the cap space to be able to give him a max deal? So instead, it's a $35.6 million commitment wherever he gets traded. And now Daryl Morey can try to work out a contract, or I should say a trade, a deal for James Harden that sends him to a place where he wants to go. So that's another big name to keep your ears out for as we head through this first weekend of free agency. And then Damian Lillard, what happens with Dame? Will he ask for a trade? That's also a major question coming out of the NBA. Draymond Green, he is officially a free agent. He was living his best life in Las Vegas with his guys at the match on Thursday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.